name is Christine Schmidt, and I'm very pleased to be here to speak with you on a public health nurse competency project that we developed at our local health department, Jefferson County Department of Health and Environment in Colorado. I think most in the room may be familiar with the National Public Health Nurse Competency Model developed and published by the Quad Council of Nursing in April 2003. And that model gives us a set of skills, knowledge, and attitudes that we need for the very broad and yet very specialized practice of public health nursing. That model consists of 8 domains or spheres of knowledge ranging from analytic assessment, including communication, cultural competency, and ending with the 8th domain of leadership and systems thinking skills. Each domain has a list of actions that are set within it that help to describe the attitudes, skills, and knowledges needed to achieve that competency level. The measure of the competencies ranges from awareness to knowledge to proficiency, and that is on a continuum, and I've seen that in our practice where a very experienced public health nurse who is proficient in almost every area of his or her role may be back to that awareness level when we incorporate a new program like we did with emergency preparedness a few years ago. Okay, so now I'll take you with me to Jefferson County, Colorado, where we applied that model to our practice, and we decided that we needed to develop an orientation tool for our new nurses, particularly those who were new to practicing public health nursing. And at the time, I was enrolled in the Jefferson County Management Excellence Program, and so it seemed to be a very good fit for me to take leadership of this project for my capstone project within that program. So, with the process, the first thing we did is we, as a supervisory team, collected all our existing orientation tools and reviewed them for their content. We learned that another nurse manager in another county in Colorado was working with PHN competencies, so we started dialoguing with her and exchanging some ideas and terminology that we liked from each other's work. And then ultimately we created language in our tool that incorporated the PHN competency concepts. At that point, we were ready to launch a 3-month initial trial with both our new and experienced public health nurses with this orientation tool. And at our health department, we conduct quarterly performance evaluations. And so the nurse took that orientation tool and did self-scoring and then met with the nurse supervisor to then discuss where they were with their level of competency in these parts in the public health nurse role. Then our supervisor group came back together monthly to review the input and feedback from our staff and used that to further develop our orientation tool. And then we decided that we had a working document, and so then we would use this now with all of our new nurses for their first year of employment. We actually created 3 tools because we have 3 main program areas among all the nurse supervisors. My program area is communicable disease control, which incorporates immunization and travel clinic and also a resource nurse. Then we have several maternal child health programs in that area, and then we have a clinical services area as well. So 3 tools for those 3 areas. Okay, this is a sample of what our tool actually looks like, and for those of you who have seen the PHN competencies model, you'll see it's aligned very closely. At the top, we have blank areas to put in the specific program as well as identification for the nurse and hire date. We have a key at the top that explains the awareness, knowledge, and proficiency to be used for the scoring, and also explains the acronyms of the competencies that address individuals and families as well as populations as and systems, working with those 2 groups. On the left side, the main body are the skills, knowledge items, and attitude items that would lie within that first domain of analytic assessment. And then to the right is our scoring grid, which is structured into 3-month quarters, which are those times that then we meet at the evaluation to discuss the scoring of the competency items. And then at the very bottom, we have defined those competency measures, awareness, knowledge, and proficiency, and that's taken right from the Quad Council document. Okay, and then here, the next couple of slides give examples of what competencies we supervisors selected to use to place within those program areas, starting with domain number one, analytic assessment. So under the CDC programs, we felt it was very important that the nurse becomes very competent in identifying reportable disease characteristics and screening for childhood immunizations. In the MCH program, that contains those key indicators for doing assessment on newborns at visits. And then in the clinical services area, the competencies involved being able to assess for appropriate contraceptive choices and to effectively interpret lab data. Then in the interest of time, I will just go on to domain number eight because we wanted to highlight the measures that we use for our staff nurses in leadership and systems thinking areas. And so we chose skill items such as role modeling of ethical and value standards, participation in reporting and case conferencing, and then precepting and mentoring students through their clinical experience at our agency. So what worked in this project? What we felt worked best, because it is a tool of eight domains and fairly lengthy, for efficiency and for to allow time for the new nurse to have introspection with where they are at their competency level, they take the tool and they do a self-scoring in preparation for their quarterly evaluation meeting time with their supervisor. And then during that evaluation time, the supervisor and the staff nurse can talk about where they both see that nurse in terms of their competency in each skill area, if there's an agreement or not, discuss that. And then very much so, and I'm still seeing this as I use this tool today, I use it as a goal-setting guide for the new nurse because, you know, when they come in their first three-month area, you may expect that they will mostly select awareness as their evaluation score for many of these competency areas unless they have experience in the past from previous jobs in public health. And so at this evaluation time, then we can see, okay, this is an area where we really think in the next 3 months we want to strive to progress toward being knowledgeable in this area, and what are the resources, what are the activities that we need to schedule for you to be able to achieve that growth. We use the Quad Council document as very closely as a companion document with our orientation tool to help us define the ratings and clarify terminology in use of our tool. Comments from the pilot we received were really quite gratifying. I gave a presentation to our staff nurses and fellow supervisors toward the beginning of this project, and so many of these comments are from that presentation discussion, and then some have come from individual meetings with staff nurses as well. But comments that we received included that the tool requires critical thinking, introspection, and reprioritization. One of my favorites is, this is a roadmap for where I want my career to go. This tool is dynamic and flexible. There's room for improvement, and I see that even until last week. I was working with my newest nurse on the tool, and we were further developing how we were going to organize it. And this is a conversation between you and your supervisor. One of my coworkers, one of my fellow supervisors, made a comment that also was very gratifying and confirming that the tool demonstrates the unique level of critical thinking, skill, and impact that public health nursing requires. And in the work that we've done this with this, we really see how public health nurse competencies distinguish public health nurses from other walks of nursing. So what will be our next steps? Many of these we are already in process with. In working with competencies, we feel that it really encourages the public health professional to evaluate their own level of competency and then identify and take opportunities for professional growth. At our department, we are seeking to apply competencies eventually to job descriptions and evaluation materials, and I can tell you one of my coworkers has already started weaving PHN competency language into interview questions when looking to meet with candidates for open positions so that they already can start thinking, what is the role of the public health nurse entail? And we are definitely sharing our work and experience with other public health nurse groups in other counties in our state. We did a lot of that between the Colorado Public Health Association conference a year ago, and then talking to other groups like our public health nursing nurse directors leaders. And then we are also sharing our experience and tools with other states, which in August I participated in a panel presentation webinar with NACHO, and then being able to speak with you today is quite an honor. So statewide, we have formed a work group to create templates of PHN nurse competencies orientation to be used in our health departments and county nursing services statewide. On the agenda is to develop templates for communicable disease control, emergency preparedness, maternal child health, and right now we are just launching a pilot with an immunization template that is based on the tool we developed at our local health department. This next slide shows you the tool that was developed for the state, and a great way we decided to, well, we think it's great, to enhance this is to have inserted these internet links so that the new nurse can use this tool electronically and link right to resources from CDC, our state health department immunization manual, and other resources for further reading and self-study as they learn their role in immunization services. And finally, I have for you here a list of resources for further reading. The top two websites bring you to the original public health core competencies developed by the Council of Linkages, which links academia and practice. And then the Quad Council of Nursing tool is the next website, and that is developed from that first model. And then the spring 2006 issue of Public Health Nursing is a special issue dedicated to how PHN competencies have been used in a variety of projects across the nation. To get a copy of my PowerPoint and our orientation tools, I will give you our website for our health department, and our public information officer or communication specialist developed that, and it's a great website, so I hope you'll come and tour it. And then also, after the NACHO webinar, I did place our orientation tools in the toolbox at that website. And I had some handouts in the back of the room, just a limited number, so if there are any left, please help yourselves to that. And then finally, this is how you can reach me, and I thank you for your interest in this topic. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. We have, again, about a minute for questions, so we'll take maybe one question at this point, and then we'll move on. One over here.
Okay. Well, interesting that you ask, because we've just been revising our immunization program manual, and we had a very black and white hands-on skill checklist for new nurses orienting to our immunization program. And so I decided that what we needed to do was to combine that into our PHN competency tool, the statewide tool just specific to immunization. So when I met with my new nurse regarding this last week, we decided that to make it really user-friendly, we're going to separate the skills into knowledge items, skills, and then if there were anything we could determine to be attitudes, and then try to keep the skill checklist on one page so that it can be easily printed and taken to clinic and operate from that.